Meseches Kelim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Ches. Ha'oiler. This is a implement used for cutting the points of a quill pen. Either it's a pen knife, that's why they call it a pen knife. It was used for cutting the nibs in the quill. Or it's actually a pair of scissors meant for doing this, but other way it's meant for that. The ha'kol mois, and a pen, and this is a metal pen, not a quill. The ha'matuteles, and the metal plum. This is a metal weight. It's wide on the top, pointed at the bottom. You hang it from a string, and those who do construction know you use this to make sure that things are vertical. You hang it from the string, and the gravity holds it perfectly straight. So that's the mututeles. The hamishkolois, the weights, or perhaps this refers to some other measure for liquids. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael seems to indicate. The Rambam indicates that the mishkolois are just another form of mututeles, another plum. Either way, it's a metal implement. The hakurim, and the kurim. Kurim was a iron tools used to stuff olives into a press, sort of like a shovel, but not quite. The hakan, and a ruler, and this was a metal ruler used by a scribe to score the lines into the parchment. The hakana, and the tablet. This was a tablet that the parchment would be placed on when you were scoring those lines. Tameim, all of these implements are tamei. Now, the chiddush here is that, there's two opinions what the chiddush is. One is that these were very lightly used, and they were used only in the service of other kalim or other objects, so therefore you might think they're not makabel tumah, and that's the chiddush, that they are makabel tumah. Others say the novelty is that even if these objects aren't finished completely, you know, you haven't finished sanding them down or filing off the little bits or pieces that may be attached to them, nonetheless, these particular implements would be used in their unfinished state frequently, and therefore they're tamei. Now, the chol galmei clay eitz, all unfinished wooden utensils. So if they're unsanded, if they lack some finish, still tameim, they're tamei if they have a base kibul, if they can have a receptacle, and they could be used for their purpose. Chutz, with the exception of mishel ashkaraya, wooden utensils that are made of eshkaroya. It's not clear what kind of wood this is. Jastrow translates it as boxwood. But the point here is that this wood had a very thick and tough bark. And if it still had the bark attached, we said that that would kill its utility. You wouldn't be able to use this for anything, so therefore it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Huda Eimer, he adds another one. Also, greifus shel zayis tahira. A utensil that was made of a greifus shel zayis. Some say this is a branch of an olive tree. Others say it's the root of an olive tree. That's going to be tahar. Why? Because it still has oil. It's very oily. And therefore, it's not very easy to use. It might ruin the food you put in it. It's not pleasant to work with. So that's going to be tahar. Ad shetishalek. Until you have removed the sap, you would heat it up until the sap boils off so it wouldn't be so oily, and then it could be used. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Hasayif, a sword. Vahasakin, and a dagger. A knife. Vahapigyon, and a dagger, which is basically a different shaped knife with two sharp edges. Vaharaimach, and a spear. And here we're talking about the metal spear tip. Magal Yod, a hand sickle. Magal Kutzer, and a reaping sickle. These are just two different implements. Vahashachar, and trimming scissors. Shachar was just scissors. Some people say it refers to a razor, but it's used for cutting hair. The hazug shel saparim, and a barber's scissors. Shenechleku, that's split. So if they broke in half, or if in the case of scissors, the two blades split from each other, harei elu tmeim, they're still tame because they could still be used for something. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi have qualified this, and he said, hasamach liyad, the end that's closer to the hand, meaning that has the handle still attached, that is tame. The hasamach l'raish, but the end that's closer to the tip, that doesn't actually have a handle to it, tahar, that's tahar because no one's going to use the broken end of a knife that doesn't have a handle on it. Misperes. Misperes was a kind of shears, but it was made, according to most Mefarshim, from a single piece of metal that was flexible and U-shaped. And at the end, it was edged. It wasn't very sharp, but the two edges were such that you would take the ends of the U and you would squeeze them together, and those two ends would slide against each other in a scissor-like fashion, and because they had edges, they could cut like scissors. So this misperis, these shears, shenechlekel l'shnayim, that was split into two. Rabbi Yehuda matamet. Rabbi Yehuda says it was still usable. The ends were still usable, and they were tamet. V'chachamim mataran. Chachamim say no, they weren't that sharp, and therefore, because they weren't so sharp, people wouldn't use them, and therefore, we were going to be tahar.